Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors used a long discussion regarding whether or not to disband the Economic Development and Natural Resources Department at today's meeting and finally decided they would need more time to look into the issue. The Board voted to have the Chief Administrator's Office research how other counties handle changes in departments before moving ahead with a proposal that would have seen Economic Development folded into the CAO's office and Natural Resources folded into Public Works. CAO Philip Smith Haynes said that the board has several options, including leaving the department as it is and hiring a replacement for Kirk Gerard, who was leaving in June. Other options include having the CAO's office oversee the department on a temporary basis or disbanding the department. The board will hear Smith Haynes' report at the June 5th meeting, just 3 days before Gerard's resignation goes into effect. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the Brass Rail Motel on Redway Drive early Sunday morning after receiving a call that 35-year-old Redway resident Sean Haas had been making threatening statements. When deputies arrived on scene, they immediately contacted Haas, who then informed the officers that he had just stabbed a 22-year-old victim. Not once or even twice. The victim had suffered at least 15 stab wounds, the most serious to his neck and face, and he was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. Haas was detained and then arrested on an attempted murder charge. And in his story to deputies, he said that he acted in self-defense after being harassed about where he parked his van. Haas's bail was set at $500,000. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 800 block of Herrick Avenue in Eureka early this morning and found an indoor marijuana grow. Agents seized more than 860 growing plants, along with 53 pounds of dried weed, a hash lab, LSD, and psilocybin mushrooms. That wasn't all. Officers also found two explosive devices in the residence, and the County Bomb Disposal Unit was called to the scene to secure the objects. Agents arrested 32-year-old Christopher Roman and his girlfriend, 22-year-old Christina Senzig, and both were booked into county jail, Roman for numerous drug and drug possession charges and Senzig for possession and cultivation. The district attorney's office announced last night that 27-year-old Willow Creek resident Leon Bigleggins has accepted a plea deal in the beating death of a 4-year-old boy in July of 2010. The child suffered blunt force trauma to the head and abdomen, and that he had been in the care of his grandmother and Big Leggings for 2 weeks before his death. Big Leggings was scheduled to go to trial yesterday, but instead accepted a plea deal for voluntary manslaughter that comes with an 18-year prison sentence and includes two strikes because of the violence of his actions. Voluntary manslaughter is defined as a killing without premeditation or malice. Big Leggings will have to serve at least 85% of his sentence before being eligible for parole. The City of Eureka held its annual May Day community cleanup event over the weekend, and more than 230 volunteers and 20 local organizations showed up to lend a hand. Volunteers picked up more than 14,000 pounds of trash and garbage from the Eureka waterfront and were treated by local merchants who provided food and drinks for the participants. The city sponsors the cleanup event each year as part of a community education project about the problems associated with pollution in our local waterways. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
My bank supports the local community by providing with the best financial service for my business. This makes possible for me to provide local jobs in my community. I'm Fernando Garcia of Garcia's Cleaning Service, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
My bank makes me feel like I'm truly important. At my bank, my opinion matters. I'm Nicole Bocamp, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 3rd District Supervisor seat and their views on one thing about government they would change if they had the power. Up first, incumbent Mark Lovelace.
The most important thing that I would really like to be able to address and to be able to change is rebuilding faith in government. And not just, you know, not just here. You know, we struggle under the same narrative, the same lack of faith in government, you know, at the national level and at the state level. And while there's, you know, more trust at the, you know, at the local level generally, we have to constantly be pushing to establish that this thing that was created by the founding fathers is valid and can actually get things done for people to make the world a better place and to make real positive difference in their lives.
Challenger Karen Brooks answered as well. Here's an excerpt from her answer.
Well, because I think that we have such a confluence of regulatory agencies on the North Coast, I would say that our biggest barrier to prosperity is the cost and the time associated with applying for and receiving permits to do anything. It never used to be that way, and it seems it's getting worse and, you know, more and more every day. I remember years ago when they talked about taking the logs out of the streams, and that was what everybody had to do, and now they're saying put the logs back in the streams. So we don't really know what the practical results are for many of these regulations. So if I had pixie dust, I would require that one lead agency per jurisdiction would supersede and coordinate with all the other agencies to streamline the permitting process.
You can hear the full interviews of both candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.